It is Sunday, March 2nd, 2014. This is Ozarks. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
It might not be as big an announcement as the football recruiting class.
Or it could be.
Or it could be. I have juicy details about what's on the Walton Arts Center Broadway season for next year.
I think they're of equal importance, and I'm a sports fan, but I'm also an arts fan, so here we go.
All right, so here we go. The season starts with Nice Work If You Can Get It. It's a collection of Ira and George Gershwin songs turned into a musical.
Well, it's got a good pedigree then, doesn't it?
There you go.
Yes.
It ran on Broadway from April 2012 to June 2013 with Matthew Broderick as a wealthy playboy who falls in love with a bootlegger. Set in the Roaring Twenties, obviously.
Right.
And it's got songs like Nice Work If You Can Get It, obviously Fascinating Rhythm, I've Got a Crush on You. And the run starts at the Walton Arts Center on October 28th.
Okay.
It's the first national tour of the show.
Ah, fun.
Next on the season in January, so there's kind of a gap there.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Slava's Snow Show.
Okay, you're going to have to fill me in.
Nobody at my office knew anything about it either. It's created by a Russian-born actor, mime, named Slava Polonin. It features a clown that he describes as a mix of Marcel Marceau's mimery and the comedy of Charlie Chaplin.
Okay.
And the show follows him silently through a whirlwind of lights and blowing snow.
I got to tell you, I'm very intrigued by this. This sounds like it could be quite interesting.
They've called it a blend of Cirque du Soleil and Blue Man Group.
Okay.
So there you go. That's in January. In February of next year, Camelot. I love Camelot. And if the – I don't know if it's a picture of the king or of Lancelot, but whatever photo we ran on the front of What's Up, yeah, if he looks like that, I'm all in. I'm good.
When I think Camelot, I still think Richard Harris and
that Frank
lot.
O'Neill, yeah, and exactly. Vanessa Redgrave.
Right.
I do too. But it should be wonderful. In March of next year, Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Burton's Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Now, that's been at Walton Arts Center before, has it not?
It has. I seem to recall that Joseph got knocked unconscious by a piece of scenery
the
night I was there.
Oh,
they had flying parts of the set, and he ran smack dab into a cloud, and the next time Joseph came out, he was someone different.
Oh, wow.
And they handled it flawlessly. Flawlessly. Other than the fact that he was a different person, nobody did anything.
Wow.
It was amazing. I'm not promising that'll happen this
time. I hope it does not.
But it was very exciting. The season closes with Once, which is based on the film. Two musicians called Guy and Girl, and the stage version won 8 of the 11 Tony Awards it was nominated for.
Also, the film version won an Oscar for Best Song.
So there you go.
Best Original Song, yes.
Okay, season tickets are on sale now. Single tickets don't go on sale until the summer. So you might want to get on the Walton Arts Center website and figure out what you want to do.
And again, just to be clear, this is the season that begins in October 2014. This
Correct.
Is not the season that we're in.
Correct.
Which will next have Chicago.
Correct.
Yes. Later this month.
Correct.
Okay.
Also this afternoon, if you're not confused about where you are, the One District, One Book celebration happens at Crystal Bridges from 1 to 4, and it is inspired by the children's book, The Fantastic Secret of Owen Jester.
And I will add this
disclaimer.
I will add this disclaimer. Always check when winter weather is a possibility to whether anything we're talking about in the immediate future happens.
Absolutely.
Call first. Go ahead. Sorry.
We have a show at the First United Methodist Church of Bella Vista this afternoon called Distinctively Archipella, featuring the Northwest Arkansas Archipella Show Chorus and Distinction, a show chorus from Las Vegas doing Sweet Adeline's music.
Okay.
That's at 3 o'clock and tickets are $15. And tonight's Speak for Yourself at Maxine's Tap Room in Fayetteville is the Arkansas Traveler Show at 7 o'clock.
That's at Maxine's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That sounds like a full Sunday.
You should be able to keep busy.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.